This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily. Thanks for downloading the podcast today. You'll notice it's a bit longer.
Yes.
Because we had some good people on, didn't we?
Lovely, lovely guests.
Two
funny
very
people.
Funny men. Two friends of yours, Lloyd Griffith, a comedian, goalkeeper, Grimsby fan. He's playing in a big match. He told us about
charity match on Sunday. Yep.
Sean Walsh came in. He's got a new stand-up special on YouTube.
Eventually,
yeah, as you'll discover. Big QPR fan. We talked football with him. We also talked sport with the great Adam Richman, the man behind Man vs. Food. He's made a new series on the History Channel, Adam Eats the 80s. 10 part episode. It's
great
excellent.
Idea.
Really
great
good.
Idea.
And he was fun. We had a birthday spread as well.
We did.
Charlie and I had a chat. You got involved. So, as we said, slightly longer one for you today. Here it all is. 7 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon, Paul. It's snowing, Paul.
It's snowing.
I had to dig a coat out.
Proper snow where you are in Oxfordshire.
Proper snow where I was in Oxfordshire. And also, here's what my worry is. I'm not worried about the snow. Yeah. We've just had turf laid, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
In the garden. Fresh turf.
Oh, wow.
I've been watering the turf.
Yeah.
Will snow affect it? I need to know that. I know there'll be people on the tools out today, headphones in, on the tools, mowing lawns, doing all the things.
It's like the fix-it phone is.
Did you notice? After mowing the lawn, I ran out of what gardeners do. I ran out of examples.
So if you're ground staff gardener, something like that, Charlie's new turf, it's got very cold snap, you know, a little bit of snow.
I've watered it, Paul. Is it going to...
should he be doing?
Might be brown by the time I get home.
No, I don't think it'll be quite that bad. I mean, obviously, if it doesn't kill it, won't it just melt soon because the temperature's now gone up?
I don't know.
And then it'll give you an extra free water.
I'd have asked you before the show if I thought you knew.
Well,
that's why
I'm
asking the people who know, who are our listeners.
What happens when snow melts? I mean, you know, I would imagine it'll be all right. But anyway, I don't know.
Depends how cold it's going to be, Paul.
I mean, I would have thought heat would be more of a problem for it.
I don't know, because if you've watered it, you need the heat for it to...
Okay.
Come on, this is the thing.
I don't know what I'm talking about. We need someone with a little bit of dirt under their
fingernails. Talk sport, not talk gardening, Paul.
So do let us know, though. See if we can help Charlie out. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSH&J. There's other things to get you involved in today. I thought, because Gianni Infantino has said, I want to stay, and I don't know if anybody's going to stand against him. That's not the way FIFA generally works, is it? So on the basis that they won't, has he outstayed his welcome?
I think so.
When did you outstay your welcome? Not just you. One of those things where people... I've mentioned this before. My mum and dad met some people on holiday years ago, and they got on quite well, but then they spent a weekend with them, and my dad and mum were both feeling, basically by the end of that first day, this was a mistake. They invited us to come and stay. It was a bit like a holiday friendship sometimes doesn't transfer when you get back to the reality of this country. And they were having a drink in the evening, and my mum and dad had a few drinks, my dad had a few drinks, and they clearly were not taking the hint that this couple were tired. So they both said, excuse us for a minute, and they both went upstairs, put their night clothes on, and sat in front of them looking at them with their arms folded. So out of devilment, I think my dad said, I wouldn't mind another gin and tonic.
Lovely stuff.
So
yeah.
Anyway, outstaying, you're welcome. If you've got that was nice and subtle. So if you've got tales of that, or maybe at work or in a job or whatever it was, let us know. Charlie's choice is.
Yeah, I was in the paper yesterday, Paul, by accident. Didn't realise I was. I got sent the cutting. Well, it doesn't mean don't need to talk about what for. We've talked about it before.
Oh no, you can tell. It's about you did a little funny setup.
I did a funny setup
at the Apollo.
A little slap at the Apollo on Monday night. Put it on Instagram. It's
Romesh came on.
Romesh came on.
Gave you the
slap.
Will Smith.
It was in the Mirror yesterday. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm more interested in when people were in their local paper.
Yeah.
In where I'm from, it's the Herald Express, Paul, the talkie paper. Herald Express or the Mid Devon Advertiser.
Yeah.
I used to often be in the Mid Devon Advertiser if I'd won some local.
What sort of things did you win locally?
The reason I stuttered then and what I was saying, because I won a competition once.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's still allowed to be talked about.
Oh, dear.
So I'll check with you in a minute.
Okay.
Off air.
What kind of competition was it?
It was a dressing up competition.
Oh, okay.
And it was for the Cubs and the Scouts. And what I dressed up was,
yeah.
I'm not sure if the terminology is used anymore.
Oh, okay. So, fair enough. I think we'll tread carefully.
We'll work out in a minute.
We'll work our way around. We'll work
I was often
around
in the
it.
Paper for that sort of thing. You know?
Do you think local paper, I suppose, we don't want somebody coming on, did I burgled five houses. Do you don't want that?
Well, let's find out. That might be the way we catch them.
That's not. Yeah. I'm doing my sixth tonight. In Acacia Avenue. He's not going to do
He's
that.
He's not
He's
tonight,
she.
No. So when and why we're in the paper, as niche as possible, great.
Okay, yeah.
Phil the Greenkeeper. It'll be fine, Charlie.
Yeah.
Just stay off it. We are. Thank you. And
what,
Guy.
Alcohol or the grass?
Your turf will be fine. It won't freeze. Only drying out harms it.
Says Guy. Yeah,
Guy well hiding Guy. From the snow in Kent. Well done, Guy.
So everybody, feel the Greenkeeper. I mean, this is all good advice. As I said, it would have been, you know, dry weather would have done for you. A lot of sunny weather.
We had a bit that last time. I got the old hose out, Paul. So
did you?
You know, quite into. Got to buy a mower soon. That's exciting, isn't it?
You really? What are you going with? Ride on?
A lot of people. No, I don't need not big enough for a ride on, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm interested in a 14-inch Honda with a roller on the back.
Are you
so
going?
So you can do stripes.
You're not going
petrol.
Sort of battery.
Going petrol.
Is it a big lawn?
I'm not worried. Like, I'm not sure about climate change. You know, what with having the end of March having snow. I'm not sure if
I'm with you. 97% of scientists can be wrong, apparently. Where, probably more than that.
Yeah.
How big's your lawn?
Oh, I'd say probably 80 foot long,
but
not very wide. So I think it will look good with long stripes on it. But you need the roller on the back, Paul, to do the stripes, unless you're probably Phil the Greenkeeper could probably do them without
making it look good during his sleep.
You know what he'd like.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie made the papers in the papers on Tuesday.
Yeah.
For a little bit he did at the Apollo with Ramesh Ranganathan the other day on stage. And we were asking when the listeners when they made the papers.
A lot of people made the papers, Paul. I don't feel special. Simon in Southampton. I made the local paper when my mother and I had to rescue a would-be mugger from our pet giant schnauzer.
Wow.
When the dog attacked and wouldn't let go of his arm as he tried to steal my mum's cash float.
That's fantastic. Yeah, have a go here. You can see the picture of the dog, can't
yeah,
you? Would have made the local
big
telly
bone.
News.
Big bone.
Yeah. People have been coming up giving him treats all day.
Yeah, lovely.
That would have been one of those. I was in the Birmingham Evening Mail for being top scorer in the Unihoc indoor hockey competition for Cadbury Schools mini champs when I was 9. A proud day for me and my family, says Andy.
Very good.
Thank you very much. But my cousin made it into The Sun and other papers for getting the record catch for a child fishing using McCain's microchips.
Is that good bait? I don't know.
Is that good bait, Charlie?
I can't imagine it would stay on the hook.
I wouldn't think so. I mean you fish.
I wonder if they're frozen when you put them on or if you have to cook them and then like squash them up into a little ball to get them onto your hook.
A bit of a paste.
Hookable bait, they call it, Paul, there.
That's Johnny, the Bradford
City
fan.
Float it on top of the water, perhaps. I don't know.
A lot of gardening advice coming in for Charlie. Yeah. Get a John Deere mower, says Phil in Staining. Worth the extra money. Well, okay. Yeah.
People saying haters, Paul. Haters going to hate, of course.
Yeah, they are.
Apparently good mowers as well.
Hater 48, isn't that a rapper?
I don't know. It is now.
You got 8 to 48, it says. As I said, we're not giving free ads. Charlie's lawnmower story, not as interesting as Alan Brazil's. Didn't he drive his lawnmower down to the local pub when his wife hid his keys?
Yeah.
That sounds like Alan, doesn't it, really?
When I was at school, Paul, it was quite obviously I live in West Country, and there was a lad in my year, Daniel Hooper.
Oh, I knew you went to school, Charlie. That was evident.
It's not always evident. Daniel Hooper, I don't know if he's still going as a farmer or logs, but he was a farmer young, and when he was 16, he got his tractor licence, and he used to drive his tractor to school on the roads and park it in the teacher's car park.
Oh.
That's nice, isn't it?
Nice, it is nice.
Right, just box someone in with his big tractor there. Oh. Hooper!
Fantastic. Well, a lot of people saying the snow on your new lawn, Charlie, will be fine.
Yeah.
Please tell him to stop watering it if it's covered in snow.
Oh, okay.
That's Jamie, the golf course manager from Dorset.
There's good advice.
Charlie,
very
the cabbie, says you'll burn the grass if it freezes. Don't walk on it.
I don't know if it's going to be that cold for a while, is it? I have no idea. There we are. I was in 1970 when I was 12. I was in the Rotherham Advertiser after we won BBC Sports Night Cop Choir competition. That's disappeared now. There we are. Oh, there it is. I cut the photo out and I added it in an album till we moved house 3 years ago. Must have thrown the album away as I can't find it anywhere. Kev, Wembley bound for the fourth time in 12 years. Of course, he's a Miller. Rotherham, the Papa John's on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Lovely stuff. Well done.
Something.
Good luck.
I was once in a double page spread in the Derby Telegraph in an article claiming I was Derby's most eligible bachelor.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice. This is Darren the Derby fan.
I mean,
this
what
was
is it?
Following
in Derby. What is it? All your own teeth? What is it?
This was. This was following an appearance.
All your tattoos spelt right.
This was. This Charlie saying this, I'd like to point out, Derby, when the transmitter goes a bit quiet. Nottingham, they're loving this. Nottingham is getting a lot of traction. This was following an appearance in New Woman magazine when I'd done a modelling shoot.
Oh, well done, lovely.
I was gutted when I read the article in the paper, as those young ladies from Derby who were asked about me and my credentials absolutely slated me.
Oh, no.
That's not fair,
that's
is it?
Not
the
fair.
Old Derby Telegraph.
Did he have a little Derby?
This bloke thinks he's a model. Go on.
Yeah.
He's gone open season on
he
him.
He thinks he's it.
Yeah, he thinks he's it. Is he it, ladies?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I used to have a job with a company called One for the Road, Paul, which was fold up motorbikes. Fold up the you'd
well, like a sort of Brompton motorbike.
No, yeah, Brompton, a little DiBiase motorbike.
You couldn't carry it about, though, on the tube.
No, you couldn't carry it on a tube because it would smell of petrol.
Yeah.
But what we'd do is Scooter Man is another name for it, but it was called One for the Road when I worked for
Scooter Man. I saw him perform with Chakademus and Pliers. Chakademus and
Pliers
featuring Scooter Man. One of their big hits.
But what you do, Paul, is people get drunk and they'd ring you. They'd ring the company. You turn up on your little fold-up moped, and then you'd put your fold up your moped, put it in the boot of their car. You drive them home.
Heard of that business when they've had one too many?
I drove all sorts of cars, Paul. Some TVRs. Didn't even know they had a boot.
Really?
Yeah, a Rolls Royce, a couple of Rolls Royces.
Did you really?
Yeah, lovely job it was for about. And then I got knocked off twice.
Okay.
Off the moped, I will just add. Yeah. And then that's when I stopped doing
That's when you stopped doing
it. Yeah, I nearly went into the back of a Volvo once as well. So, you know, it swings and roundabouts.
I love these insights into these little things.
It's just my life, Paul. It's not all just show business, Paul.
No, I thought you were born in a trunk.
Do you know what I mean?
Judy Garland.
I've had other jobs, Paul. I'm an interesting man.
You're watching your mum and dad do this, Wilson, Keppel and Betty doing sand dance from the side of the stage at the Alhambra.
Wasn't always the same Betty, was it?
Bradford.
The Betty was always different, apparently.
Was she really?
Like they'd change the Betty annually.
This is the content the kids want.
But the same sand, Paul. They'd carry the same sand around with them.
Okay, you watch the social media department grab hold of your Wilson, Keppel and Betty trivia. I appeared in my local paper in 1979 as a 10-year-old. Charlie was in the papers on Tuesday for a little appearance at the Apollo, and him and Romesh having a little kind of jokey spat, a bit of a Will Smith turn. I appeared in my local paper in 1979 as a 10-year-old. We were known as the Welly Brigade in the photo.
Oh.
We have a bridge and main thoroughfare for local traffic across the River Ouse in Little Paxton, Cambridgeshire, which floods regularly. Cars would attempt to drive through the flood and inevitably conk out.
Hell yeah.
A group of our local lads would go in and push the cars out, often rewarded for our deed with money.
Lovely.
It could be a great earner if we got flooded for a few days. What locals knew was the road is actually deeper one side and avoided it. But one or two unscrupulous lads would usher cars into the deep end and we would all reap the benefits from the inevitable engine spluttering going on.
There we are.
That's very good, isn't it?
Nice little learner as a kid there, isn't it? Yeah.
Marvellous. Thank you for that. Very good. I can't find your name at the end of it, but good man. Thank you for sending it in.
There we are. I've just sold a triple set of garden equipment for £60. Mower, hedge trimmer and strimmer.
Really?
Battery operated. That's why I sold them on the marketplace, Paul. Have you seen them Facebook marketplace, Paul?
I haven't.
It's people.
Is this
just
a voiceover you're looking
for? No, it's people just chucking stuff out, Paul. But selling it. It's right. Like they take the worst photo of it that you can imagine.
I saw a sofa, a leather sofa.
Yeah.
And it looked like
it look like a crime scene, Paul?
It did. I was expecting people to come in white paper suits and start dabbing it with brushes.
And what was it, like £4 or something?
And
you think, why are people bothering?
And they were saying, you must collect. I'm saying, no one's going to collect that. I mean, it was like...
First to see will buy.
It was like a life of grime. I was waiting for John Peel's voiceover, the late great. It was... it was a shocker. You're right. I have seen it. And you will be surprised at some of the things that people think are actually worth money.
I know, there we are.
This thing looks like it had been in a tiger's cage. Like, it was in shreds. It's absolutely in shreds. Yeah, you must come and collect it.
Yeah, come and get it. There we are.
Good luck
there
with that. Anything else, Charlie? We've got a couple of these others coming in. A
couple more coming in, It's mainly gardening advice coming in so far, which is very nice of people.
Yeah.
And people suggesting what lawnmower I should buy.
And
I know if I want stripes, I have to get a roller. I know that. I said that earlier.
There's
a few people offering people, a lot of people complaining that I say Paul a lot, but that's because I like saying your name, Paul.
That's nice, yeah.
I like saying put a name on it, who I like talking to. I was in the Minagivi and Beardson Herald as a youngster when my two playing partners both had a hole in one at the same hole at Windy Hill Golf Club. None of this sounds real, does it? This sounds like a kids program.
Windy Hill Golf Club.
Let's go to Windy Hill Golf Club with Minagivi and Beardson in the Herald. And I was pictured with them as the hapless add-on. Well done, Mark, in Glasgow.
If you're the one, poor old Mark's the one who didn't get the hole in one, but just sort of gets in the picture.
Yeah, you were the other one, yeah.
I was in the Evening Chronicle, brackets Newcastle, after coming third in the Cubs. The younger version, we know what the Cubs are. He's told us what the Cubs are. The younger version of Scouts. Fun run. I got in the paper because the first two didn't have their uniform on, and I did. And I ran fully decked out in neckerchief and woggle.
Well done, and your Cubs outfit, very
more
good.
Than that on. That's a very strange look.
Well, was the 70s.
The kids don't believe you. Do you know, like these days, primetime telly is, Danny Dyer,
the whoa.
That's like 6-7 o'clock or, an old celebrity pointless.
Yeah, lovely.
So 6-7 o'clock, that's what the kids watch on telly these days, what we all watch. There was a time when the Cubs, the younger version of the Scouts, thanks for pointing that out, and indeed Scouts would come on and they'd have the gang show.
Oh, lovely gang show,
so
yeah,
it would go on for about an hour and it would be Cubs and Scouts singing.
Yeah, people would watch that, Paul.
People would watch that. Passed as entertainment. We had three channels and there was normally, and that's what was on one of the channels for an hour. Imagine, talk about a captive audience.
I know.
Surprised any of us have any fondness about the telly we watched back in those days.
It was better though, Paul. Steak and chips pie. You've seen that's for sale in M&S now?
I haven't noticed.
It's a pie made of steak and chips.
Well, chips, okay.
It's. I don't know if you get chips with it. With extra chips.
Well, I think the chips are on top, aren't they?
The chips are like the crust of the pie.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like... This isn't a pie, is it, Paul?
I'm not sure.
Feel very good for you.
No. I do like the... You've been sending me some stuff from the guys at Footy Scran. They send out pictures of different foods that you can get.
And they rate them. Then we should get them on, actually.
It's good... Funny, we've tried to, but they all work during the day and they've got jobs. But they do some brilliant pictures. The stuff that people do around different grounds, the kind of sort of very weird and wonderful...
It's changed, Paul,
match
isn't
day
it?
Foods
it's changed,
you can get.
Definitely. It's definitely changed what you can get.
We've got Adam Richman coming on in an hour's time.
Yeah.
A man versus food legend. And he's got a new series where he's eating his way through the 80s. And he loves a bit of classic food. But I know he'll love, I mean, because he's written about and talked about food at American sports venues. But in the Footy Scran envelope, if you've gone to games, gone to an away game, you thought, blimey, we only do pies.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing they put that on.
What
I think Lewis do some good stuff, don't they? Down there. They've put on some good food.
Is it the dripping pan in Lewis?
Yeah, let us know if you've travelled away for a game and thought, wow, now that is impressive when it comes to football food.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Good afternoon, Charlie Baker, Paul Hawksby here on Talk Sports, and donning the gloves once again.
Thank goodness.
One of the nation's finest keepers. On the celebrity circuit, obviously not
professionally. Not many around, are there?
On the celebrity circuit.
If you've got Patrick Keelty, he gets this. I mean, Lloyd's he's never done Soccer Aid, has he, Lloyd? I bet he's asked a few times to do it.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
You reckon?
Yeah, embarrassing himself.
Begged. Let's find out.
Begged to do, I reckon.
Lloyd
Let's
Griffith
find out.
Joins us now. Good afternoon, Lloyd.
Oh, it's always lovely to come on the show, lads.
Charlie's quite aggressive, quite rude, isn't he?
Oh, I'm aware of that. Yes. I'm fully aware of that. That was the worst introduction I think I've ever heard. Ever. Anyway, lads, keep it quick because I'm in the Selco car park. I've just got a WhatsApp saying there's 2-for-1 on pliers.
See what I mean? You see what you've done, Charlie?
There's 2-for-1 on pliers.
I bet they're going mad in the manager.
I'll come in. They've said it.
He's gone on to head office. It was on Talk Sport. They're saying, but unofficially. Well,
hey. Also, do you know what? I went home last year to see my mum, and she's looking at buying a new house, and I was like, I found somewhere I really like it. I was like, all right, who's it on the market with? She genuinely went, Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, really?
You shouldn't be buying houses on Facebook Marketplace.
Absolutely not. No way. Yeah. No way.
No, that sofa has shed a whole new light on it for me. Do you go and frequent that now and again then, Lloyd? Is there anything you bought from there?
No, not at all, no. I don't think I've ever bought anything off Facebook Marketplace.
Charlie, have you?
I bought a mower once. I've got a big routine. I will say I have a big routine about Facebook Marketplace, so it is a bit cheeky me bringing it
up. Oh, okay.
I wonder why you're so keen to shoehorn it in.
Bit for the planet, recycling his material.
Now, let's deal with the matter in hand. You are donning the gloves again this weekend for a great cause on Sunday for Manchester Remembers, the celebrities versus the legends.
Yeah, it's I have to say, I think we're going to get absolutely pumped because the legends team consists of Wes Brown, Paul Dickov, Sean Gota, Matt Letizia, Trevor Sinclair, Darren Bent, Darren Ambrose, managed by Sam Allardyce. And on our team, there's me in goal. I think one of the best celebrity goalkeepers out there. I've not done Soccer Aid, and that's through choice. Okay,
yeah, that's
through
choice.
They want to do it now.
But crucially, it's their choice that I've not done it. But I am, if they are listening, do you know what I mean? I am a lot better than Joel Donnett.
Don't embarrass yourself.
He's issued a come and get me plea.
Look at it, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. And he's not even come and get me, I'll come to you. I've got a Volvo full of petrol.
Unexpected car, that's good. Yeah.
I spoke to Darren Bennett and I spoke to Darren Ambrose about this because they're both playing, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah, they are.
They've both had
to
buy boots, especially, or get boots.
Really?
Especially, they haven't got boots anymore.
Wow.
What?
But I've also said to Darren Ambrose, if he chips you, I'll give a 50 quid to the charity. So he's going to try. He's going to try and chip you, Lloyd.
He's give it a one. So in a one on one now, Lloyd. You know what he's going to do, don't you?
Oh, I mean, I'm just going to give him the ball on the edge of the area. Bankrupt Charlie Baker.
Not each time, like once.
Terms and conditions apply. Yeah. We'll double check that. But on our team, there's Danny Miller, who obviously King of the Jungle from last year. Tom and Joe from Blossoms. Adam Thomas, Chakademus, no players.
No players.
I can't we've play.
Got Charles and Eddie are playing. Would I like you? No, crucially, they are not playing.
Another show you've not been on? Yeah.
What? All right. Yeah.
Nor have I.
Paddy McGuinness, Jason Manford, Callum Jones. Like, there's loads of people. Lads of Emmerdale. We're managed by Peter Reed.
Oh wow!
So I mean, it's going to be an absolute. It's going to be an absolute day of it. I can't wait.
He's got some good stories, Reed. Some good. Yeah. If you get in the bar with him afterwards,
any of them can be told on Airport.
Probably
or
not. But no, some of them. No, he's just a mine of very fine, funny stories. So I think
I'd a lovely night out with Peter Reed, Chris Kamara, and Jason McAteer.
Oh wow!
And I didn't make it to my job the next day.
Stories over the years were at Jason's expense, weren't they, of course? Liverpool players of Jason's vintage will give you their McAteer story. Some of it unfairly, I think. I think he feels like, you know, he used to get a lot of stick.
They went in on him.
Yeah.
He said you missed your job. What is your job, Lloyd?
Oh, no. I just had a job the next day. Just, I think, a voiceover.
So. All right.
Radio X, yeah.
All right.
He's the new voice of he's the new voice of that
good
station.
Good luck to
Lloyd, showing back the other
one. They just wanted someone a bit sexier.
Yeah, so, I can understand that.
Radio X, that's me. So
what was I going to say to you? So yeah, I mean, Matt Le Tissier playing, and I suppose you know what a right to budget it would be for you to be in goal, and this Matt is going to take a pen.
Oh yeah.
What if you save a Matt Le Tissier penalty?
Well, you're asking me that. It's actually not the first time that's happened, because when back in the day when I was in Soccer AM, the good old days, he took a penalty against me and I saved it live on air.
Wow. Did you?
He was absolutely fuming. So
fantastic.
And then he said, "How did you know which way I was going to go?" And I thought, "You did a YouTube video where you basically said you always go to your right." So I just went to my left. And he went, "Oh yeah, fair enough."
It's all about research for goalkeepers, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. When was the last time you played 11-a-side on grass, Lloyd?
I think pre Panny D. So I'd say maybe January 2020. So yeah, and I'm going to be playing out from the back. There's going to be no big goal kicks, none of that. Mainly because I can't do the big goal kicks, so I'll be playing like the modern goalkeepers.
We had Graham Stack on Tuesday, who just come out of retirement to play for Chesham, and he was saying that he did a big warm up beforehand and really got into it, but he still felt it in his body sort of 3 or 4 days afterwards. How do you think you're going to be on Monday morning?
Wheelchair, I reckon. Stair lifts, do you know what I mean? I won't be using any stairs. I'll be doing elevators and stuff. I'm 17 and a half stone and 5'8". I mean, I'm not what people describe as an athlete or even a footballer, to be fair, but it is a bit of fun and a bit of comedy. So I mean, I play comedians football every Tuesday. Obviously Charlie didn't play because we play every Tuesday, and I think it takes me about 3 or 4 days to get over that every Tuesday. And I get lobbed there, and we play in 5-a-side goals, so I mean, it's not looking good for Sunday.
What's happened in the head-to-heads between your two teams, Grimsby Town and Torquay?
We've only played each other once, and Grimsby
are we in the same
thrashed
league?
Us. Grimsby have had a good run, actually.
Oh, they're in the same league.
They're pushing for promotion, aren't they, Lloyd?
Playoff position.
Grimsby are doing all right.
We're doing all right. We've got Chesterfield this weekend. So that's going to be a very tough one. I'm actually going. I'm in Jersey tomorrow night. And then I'm flying back, getting to Manchester Airport at 2:00. And then I'm going to try and get to Chesterfield. I've got a ticket. I'm sitting on my own, I think, for the first time ever. So that's going to be fun. And then straight after that, actually, we've got a promotion evening, celebrating the 2015-2016 promotion evening at Doc's Beers in Grimsby. So that'll be quite nice. James McEwen's in his testimonial year. Craig Disley, Sean Pearson. So it's a busy week of football compiled with also the Manchester Remembers game on Sunday.
How can people give to that?
I can get tickets to come and watch it. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you it's actually the Manchester City website. Is where you get it. There's also it's Manchester City website, but also if you head to Manchester Remembers, the social media handles are MCR Remembers on Twitter and Instagram, and tickets are there. It's just a great day out. Do you know what I mean? We're looking to raise a fair whack of money. You know, all the players and celebs will be around for photos and stuff. So, yeah, this Sunday at Manchester City's Academy Stadium, which, if I'm honest, is better than Plainmoor. I'm looking at it now. It looks it's got 4 stands, halfway line and stuff like that. So, you know, it's Really looking forward to it. So if you are in the Manchester area on Sunday, do come.
Brilliant. Yeah, thanks for all local charities associated with the Manchester bombing. So look, have a great time, Lloyd. Hope it goes well. Thanks for
very
joining
much.
Us. Take
Good
care.
Luck, Lloyd.
Speak to you all soon. Take care now.
I know.
Bye, Mariners.
Bye-bye. The Mariners.
Lloyd Griffith there.
Yeah, Grimsby. I've got a chance, Paul. I think they're sixth or seventh at the moment in the National League. You only have to come seventh to be in the playoffs.
A lot of teams don't bounce straight back.
No, they don't look like that. They didn't look like they were going to, but they're all right. They're there or thereabouts, Paul.
At the end of the season.
The Mariners.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Over on the History Channel, currently, the great Adam Richman is eating the 80s.
Ah, excellent.
Taking you back to all those foods, or certainly of his childhood.
Yeah.
And the things he tried and the stories of a lot of these, the developments of a lot of these things. That
what
because,
a good idea.
And we're delighted to say Adam joins us now. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me back, gents.
It's a great pleasure. Yeah, I've been enjoying the show. It's, I mean, the thing is that so much of the kind of foods you're talking about and the big brands that were making them are global. There are one or two that are quite American and they hit an American audience. But I think most people this side of the Atlantic will kind of understand and get where you're coming from.
Absolutely. I mean, I know that generally speaking, we, as nations, had very different 1980s and very different 1990s experiences. But generally, the show goes back to the 80s and tries to figure out, in terms of a historical context, the origin stories behind the brands and the foods that became global and national icons. But also, we work with food scientists and chefs to recreate and resurrect the foods of the 80s that disappeared. So in terms of the ones that jumped the pond, you know, Cinnabon, for example, we know is in the UK, and that started in the 80s. Panda Express, that started in the 1980s in the Glendale Galleria. And then there's myriad, you know, whereas Domino's may have not started in the 80s, they really hit their heyday in the 80s. And Pizza Hut, the same thing. So it was really kind of amazing to see how, when confronted with the era of the microwave, of two working parents, of what we call in the U.S. latchkey kids, where kids would let themselves in because both parents were working. And it changed the dining, you know, environment. Kids had freedom. Kids had agency, which they never had before. So it's really kind of cool because it's a bit of nostalgia, a bit of history, all rolled into one tasty package, I guess.
Yeah, there's one or two things in there. The 1980s McDonald's French fries and the cola, when it was made differently, probably slightly less healthier than it was. But I know a while back they were asked, it might have been a TV show I read somewhere that they'd gone back and for a short time they made them to the old recipe and everybody said they tasted fantastic, but even though they probably weren't quite as good for you as they should have been.
Right. They did beef tallow. They fried with beef tallow as opposed to vegetable oil because there was an American industrialist and millionaire who had a bad heart attack. And when he came through on the other side, he said, okay, I'm going to campaign ruthlessly against unhealthy fast food. So Coca-Cola, because the price of sugar was high, they switched to high fructose corn syrup. They could get the same level of sweetness for a third of the cost, so the profit margin was huge. And we went to a lab in Northern California to have them recreate the original McDonald's French fry and the original Coca-Cola. And you're right. I mean, health-wise, it's definitely a little suspect, but it's a French fry. It's not quinoa. Like, you have to temper your expectations a little.
Yes. With the sugar element, though, isn't there an argument that actual just sort of proper sugar is a lot more healthy than something that's been created in a lab?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that now, I think any excessive amount of anything is probably not very good for you. But I think that generally speaking, people are now finding that the real ingredient in moderation is just a little bit easier to trust, psychologically speaking, than saccharin or aspartame or any of these new sweeteners. And again, you know, you're going out for fast food. You're going out, as you guys would say, a takeaway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that realistically speaking, you're not entering a realm of vast healthy options.
No.
You're not you're not going for, like, you know, salmon crudo and a spinach salad. So I think that it's just sort of a pick your poison kind of thing.
We had a fast food chain called Wimpy in the UK. I don't know if it ever made it to America, but one of the things they used to do was a Knickerbocker Glory. And whenever we'd been to the dentist, we would get taken for a Knickerbocker Glory after the dentist, which slightly defeats the object. Yeah. And then if I eat anything like a Knickerbocker Glory now, I get immediately taken back to being sort of 9, 10 years old with my mum in the Wimpy. What did you in the show eat that give you immediate time
we
travel?
We should point out it was like a massive sundae, a massive huge ice cream sundae with a big cherry on top, full of cream ice cream and a touch of fruit, maybe the odd bit of tin pineapple got slung in there.
That was the Knickerbocker Glory. Yeah, that was the Knickerbocker But it immediately, glory. It's like time travel. Did you have that feeling in the
Several times, and it was odd because it's almost like sense memory that sometimes it. For example, younger people may not be aware of this, but the, as you guys would say, aluminium cans, now you pop them forward and pull the tab back to drink. But back in the day, you would rip the entire top open. You'd put your finger in the ring and you'd rip the top off the can entirely. Now, those are called rip-top cans in America. They no longer exist, but it was a physical that you simply can't get anymore because they don't make cans like that. So things like that, the glass bottles that had styrofoam labels that you used to peel off, just manipulating those packages. And then to be fair, having certain flavors and certain things recreated, there's a confectioner in America called Keebler. They make cookies, and they had a cookie called Magic Middles. And they have a Facebook group that's something like 5,000 strong of people demanding they be brought back. So we worked with a food laboratory in Madison, Wisconsin, and they did it. And just, again, like trying this cookie, and, you know, I've always been I'm much more like the bald Ronaldo later in life than Cristiano Ronaldo when it comes to physique, much more of a panda bear silhouette. So my mom wouldn't let me have a lot of cookies in the house. So eating the Magic Middles cookies, I was like, oh, I remember having this at someone else's house. So it was these great little memories.
Now, one of the things you looked at, we can bring this back to sport, which is always good on Talk Sport, was the shredded bubble gum, this big league chew. And this was kids that wanted to be like their baseball idols, and they wanted something that felt like chewing tobacco. Because they're about 8 or 10, they can't really chew tobacco. So they shredded bubble gum. And so they felt the guys could play, and they could, but it felt like they were a kind of, they were chewing tobacco.
Yeah, the craziest thing about it was the two relief pitchers that played for the Portland Mavericks in Portland, Oregon, at the time, not only hated chewing tobacco themselves, they saw this 14-year-old bat boy who had shredded up some licorice to try to be like a big leaguer. So they said, what are you doing? He said, it's not tobacco, it's licorice. They had the idea to do bubble gum. One of them sees I could buy a bubble gum kits out of the back of the magazine, asks that 14-year-old bat boy, can I go to your mom's house to cook? She's still alive. So we went to her home, and I got her name is Candy Field. And Candy Field let us not only make it, but that 14-year-old bat boy went on to become motion picture director Todd Field, who directed In the Bedroom, Little Children, like very accomplished. And the team was owned by Kurt Russell's father.
Wow.
So it's kind of a remarkable story.
Some good connections. So how many shows remain? It's been going out for a while, but I take it they're all available to sort of watch at your leisure on the History Channel.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. On History on Demand and on Arts and Entertainment Network. So in America, our final episode airs the 24th of April. And again, like you say, they're repeating, but we're covering everything from Jolt Cola, the cola that had all the sugar and twice the caffeine, which was arguably America's first energy drink.
Wow.
Yes, that's a real thing. Sam Adams beer, the very first microbrew that challenged all the majors. Mm. And the highly revolting bubblegum soda that came out for a little while. So we profile stuff like that, but we also get a chance to go to California Pizza Kitchen, try the first gourmet pizzas in Beverly Hills, and Shirley MacLaine was the first client. Ronald Reagan used to eat there. So it's really quite remarkable to sort of jump back into this highly dynamic decade through the prism of food.
And the Domino's breakfast pizza. You could go and have breakfast. You have a pizza for breakfast. You get a breakfast. You get a. It was a promo, wasn't it? Was it the Washington Post, Adam, or something?
Was it something? No, it was a USA Today, all-color newspaper. And yeah, for 6 months in 1985, they had a sweet and savory variation on a breakfast pizza, and you would get a coffee, a paper, and a pizza. They tried it in sample markets, and I have to tell you, the savory version is proof God loves us and wants us to be happy. It is extraordinary. But the problem was, unlike regular pizza, which you could order throughout the day, people need breakfast in a very finite window.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get it to them before they had to leave for work, and it was just not feasible.
And everybody was dead by lunchtime.
Right, it's so really interesting. Yeah. Well, before we let you go, we'll talk a bit of Tottenham. How are you feeling about top four at the moment? Do you think it's on again or not?
I think it will, now that we've lost Cutie Romero, and I love the fact that you have a bunch of grown men calling this other grown man Cutie. But now that Romero has come back from his little pointless trip to Argentina, I think that if everyone is healthy and firing on all cylinders, I think it will be really, really quite special. I worry about top four in terms of consistency of performances. I mean, that's the one thing I'm realizing is that there's talent on so very many teams. But I think that it's who's able to perform on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And not everyone is going to be like Kulusevski. Not everyone's going to hit the ground running and start putting in, you know, goals and assists. Not everyone's going to hit the ground, you know, like Reguilon did maybe in the beginning. So we have such a fickle fan base. It's like we love Højbjerg. Oh, we hate Højbjerg. We love Skip. We hate Skip. So it just varies. I think now you're finding players who are buying into Conte's system, and I think now people are really putting pressure on Enoch to give him the war chest he needs to go into the next transfer window. Yeah. Because I think we're seeing now that, number one, you know, we know Conte loves two-striker attack plans, and, you know, it'd be nice if the image right thing doesn't clog us again to get someone like Dybala if he can stay healthy. But I think that if we have any aspirations of keeping Harry Kane, we have to build the team up around him, and we have to give him supply. So I think that this season, I would like to just finish above Arsenal and West Ham, quite frankly. And because that's always just – that's a victory unto itself. And because I was at the Battle of the Bridge. So I remember how that season went for us. So, I think that Conte is meticulous. I think he's exacting. And I felt some kind of way after Poch left. And it's nice to have a kind of hopefulness again that I didn't necessarily have with Nuno.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Good afternoon, Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. Comedian Sean Walsh has joined us in the studio. It's our new stand-up special, Kiss, which is available to watch on YouTube now. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hello, mate.
Lovely to see you again.
You too.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
He was coming in last week, I understand, but it was a bit of a mix-up with you and Charlie.
Yes, we got confused over the meaning of the word next.
Yeah, I never said the word next, but yeah.
Well, I meant next as in the next week. Did you not say next?
I didn't say next. You said next.
Okay. All right. Well,
you've built a whole routine out of it.
So. I have now, but
So we were able to fill the gap that you were in by spending 15 minutes trashing you.
I'm surprised. I'm used to that. No, I've not had it. No.
So, but you can take that because that's what you've been dealing with the last 3 years. That's what the special's all about.
Tell us, it's called Kiss, and some of the listeners may put two and two together, but tell us why.
So it's about that time I went on the dance show, and I don't know if you remember, and then I got photographed kissing my dance partner, and it was about, I'll walk into the petrol station and you take a glance at the tabloids and you know, that's it, that's all I do, is I have a little glance and then I get on with my life. And then suddenly I was going through that and I thought the distance between what it is to just glance at that and go, I didn't know they were doing that, and to actually live through it was so massive that I thought maybe that would be a funny story to actually, because you never, well, I certainly didn't, I imagine you guys haven't, you never imagine you're going to be the one that goes through that media storm. Then suddenly I was going through it, and it's been 3 years, and so it's enough time, I think, and I hope, that you can kind of, you know, I think it heightens how crazy it was. And I can also, there's been enough time that I can kind of, I can laugh at elements of it.
Yes.
You know, so that's, yeah, so that's the show. And I've stuck it on YouTube and it's free. And so anyone can watch it.
Yeah, you seem a bit annoyed about that.
No one would buy it. No one wanted to have anything to do with it. So I poured my own money into it.
I've watched it, and you know, we're friends. And, yes. And I thought, when I heard what your show was about,
okay.
And I know that you're a hugely brilliant comedian. I think one of the comedians of your generation, and not just because you're in this room. And I know also...
he did say that off air, sure.
No, you've been on a lot of programs. You say in the special, you've been on a lot of... And you've had a lot of opportunity, haven't
opportunity,
you?
Opportunity,
yes. You've said that. And so when I heard about the show, I thought it was going to be a bit like... You know when you see someone and they've just bought a brand new Ferrari and they've crashed it because they're not very good at driving and you think, ha, 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 you've crashed your own Ferrari, you know, and you have a bit of schadenfreude for it. I thought it was going to be... I can't see where the comedy is in this, in the fact that your brilliant career has been had the rug pulled out of it by your very own self.
Yes.
And I thought, I don't know where the comedy is in that. And then I watched it, and it shows how good a comedian you are, because you make a very, very funny show. And I almost felt sorry for you by the end of it.
Yes, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
It was almost funny.
No, it was very funny.
No, I know. Thank you. Yes, no, I mean, it was, well, it's, because I don't think, the thing is, when let's celebrities go for, I don't, you know, I'm a comedian, first and foremost, but when someone in the public eye goes through that kind of story, that media storm, normally they don't have the, I don't want to say tool, but they've not got a platform.
Yeah,
whereas a comedian, you go, oh God, I can actually tell this. This is my job, is to take my life and kind of make it funny. So I was in a unique position that I went through something like that, and then could tell the story. Because normally it's just a kind of like two page, like it's in the tabloids and it's two page and you get your paycheck and you go off. But I thought, I can make this funny. I can tell people what it's... Well, thank you very much.
Mm.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's what it's like.
It wasn't rude. You see, I said I'm going to say something to you and it's going to sound rude and then it's not going to be
it
rude.
It wasn't rude. It was, it was
Do
lovely.
Do people still bring it up, Sean? Is it still 3 years on? Or how long you feel at the centre of a storm? How long did you feel like it was big news?
Well, I think I was on the I was on the front page of the Sun for I think it's 12 days.
Wow!
And I was on the in a row.
I would come into this building and go, oh no!
Yeah, I know. That's the same building.
In this building, and downstairs there's some big screens with the front page of the Sun or the Times on or whatever on downstairs, and I'd come in and go, oh God, it's still him.
I know.
It's still him.
Yeah. But it, you know, people do. I think in that you get. Yeah. I think that, unfortunately, I think. That's what I'm known for.
Not forever, though.
But I've played with it. I've called the show Kiss, and I thought that...
I think owning it is a very good idea, and talking about it is a very good idea.
I think 3 years is enough. I think if I come out at the time and then tried to put a special out, that would have been a bit premature. But, I still make a couple of references to it. It feels like my version of Jimmy Carr's Tax thing.
Yeah. Right,
you know, you make reference to that.
Yeah.
Well, he's done that one.
We should talk football, shouldn't we, really? Because you're a big QPR fan.
Yes.
And we said Charlie Austin is often in this studio. They're doing fine work with Andy Goldstein. A broadcasting career in the offing whenever he fancies it. But you probably want him to bang in a few more goals yet. So how are you feeling about life as a QPR fan?
Well, it's been strange because the first half of the season was incredible. It was dreamlike. We're in the playoffs and we were, I think, at one point, a couple of games, we were a win off going second. So it was amazing. The atmosphere's been incredible. It's like the good old days, and then suddenly after January, I don't know what's happened. It sort of collapsed. But I mean, Charlie tweeted the other day. I saw that people are overreacting, and we are still in the mix. Mm. But it's been quite extraordinary. No one's really, maybe because they don't know in football. You don't know, and that's the beauty of the game. But. I would love to know I reckon in 5 years, 10 years time, when the players are retired, it might be one of those things that they then come out and go, look, this is what happens. It seems like what is going on? We were one of the best teams in the league, and then It's kind of collapsed.
It's just a tough league, isn't it?
It's a very tough league. Yeah. And I support them the whole way. I've not been booing or anything like that. And I'd like to see more of Charlie. He's my favourite player. I've got a picture.
I like Chair when I saw it. What was his first, I don't know his first name.
Ilias.
Chair. Very good.
Wonderful player.
Yeah. We've got a couple of players on loan as well.
We've had an email from Simon. He said, Simon. Good ear, Sean. Funny listening to him getting the wrong week to come into your studio. Because I once turned up to watch him in Hartford and he'd gone to Hereford.
This gets mentioned more than Strictly. Yeah. This genuinely. So, all right, I was meant to be in Hartford, Hertford.
Yeah.
And I ended up in Hereford.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Do you think it's you, well, Sean, is the problem?
Yes! That's what the show is about! That's it, I'm definitely the problem. Yeah. I was late to this. I don't know how people function. No. Get through life. Well done, everyone. I find it absolutely impossible.
Well, I looked at Charlie. We looked at each other because a message came up on the screen saying you can do a bit longer with Adam because Sean's currently running across London Bridge.
And we went,
You're not helping yourself, are you?
I'm running. I don't know. I am constantly running late. Yeah. Like from the point I wake up, I'm late. Mm. Do you not have this?
Yeah.
You're just ready.
I think
you're ready.
ADHD, Sean. You should probably get.
I'm not.
I think that's
that.
For your next show.
ADHD. I can't. No, there's too much. Is that real?
Well, look, lovely to see you again, Sean.
Is that real?
And somewhere, I have got a quiz because you were due to come in, and I have got a quiz. We had five questions called Hartford or Hereford, and we were going to ask you questions about the two towns and see how many you got
next
right.
Next time. If you'd been on time, we'd have been playing that now.
Yeah. Could have got it out of the way. Had more of a chat. Anyway, lovely to see you.
Thank you for having me, Sean.
Sean's special is called Kiss. It's available now for free. To watch on YouTube.
Free. And, unbelievable.
Good stuff. Lovely to see you.
It's very good.
You too.
Birthday spread coming up shortly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Time then for the birthday spread. And Andy Jacobs has got 10 great gags. He had 15 yesterday. He's had to edit gags out. He had that much material. So he's got 10 funnies for us, 10 birthdays of the week. We have to guess how old these people are that he has chosen. And there's a margin of error that builds because we will be slightly out, I think, as we go along. The one with the smallest margin of error after 10 birthdays is the winner. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, boys. I think you'll find they're not guaranteed at all.
Oh, okay.
They never are. I'm not making any claims for these.
You had one good one.
Okay. It was my job. I'm still in shock about Infantino standing for re-election. Pig at trough returns to trough.
It was a shock, wasn't it, really? Too.
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, well. Jeff Peters keeps score, of course, every week. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Oh, there he is.
Very good afternoon. Paul 19, Charlie 11. What a comeback from Charlie last week. 21 good, behind it? With four to play. Fantastic result.
You're not including the kind of hit and giggle one we did.
We are.
I would have taken him more seriously if I'd known, but so I'm not going to
mealy mouth.
I'm not going to get upset about it. We just move on. It was a T20. If you're good at T20, I know it's more lucrative, but this is test match.
I'm just padding it away every time.
I'm just wondering if Andy is going to do the one of his greatest, or the greatest hit, the greatest gag.
You could bring it back, Andy, just to do it.
Well, what
as
I've
an
done,
extra.
I've, yeah. Yes, I have allowed for it. It's the tiebreak.
Ah, right, of course. Okay.
Okay, we'll let you do it anyway and give us a big send off.
Well, probably.
All right, then. Pele's in, which is good. Well, it's good to see Pele. Charlie, you'll lead us off because you won last week. So here we go then. And Charlie, take it away. Andy, what's the first birthday?
Okay, it's the ITN newsreader and now presenter at Classic FM, John Suchet. John Suchet. And John's got a new news cutting service where carefully selected and personal news stories are cut up and placed on a conveyor belt for people to consume. It's called Yo Sushi.
Yo Sushi. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. You just said Yo Sushi. That is.
I know, I got it wrong.
That's what it's called.
That name's already taken.
I messed it up. Come on.
John Suchet bought that business but didn't call it. Just called it Yo Sushi.
Just kept the name.
Yeah. Change it. Anyway.
Don't know why he did, really.
How old is he?
I think he's 68.
Good question.
That's it. I was going to say 67.
Oh,
so I'm going to stick.
Were,
no,
yeah.
I was. Well, I'm not going to say 22, am
Boycott.
I? 67, 68. What is it?
Well, he's actually 78.
No.
I think we did see him. We did see him in the gents at the building.
A terrible start.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Fair enough. So, I mean, the gents, did we? Okay. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, you've got a better memory of that than me, Andy.
He did a little stint on
talk. So, I mean, the gents, you know how old he was. Stint? What are you talking about? So, I mean, the gents, and he had when he's down. So, what's the scores, Jeff?
Terrible start. Paul 11, Charlie 10.
In every sense.
That's rubbish.
Excuse me.
Absolute rubbish start. That's going to be quite a poor high scoring game, this. Wow. Anyway.
Well, I don't think so. Okay, here we go. It's the singer Steve Tyler. Tyler. Yeah. And he's really excited about the new band he's formed with his cousin Martin. They're called Aguero Smith. Come on.
Hey, they're very good. And very they're live.
Good. That's very good.
Yes, Aguero Smith. That's very good.
Not so good on the grouting, Steve Tyler, is he?
He's not. He's always got matches on him, though. If you ever want to ask him for a light, he'll always have matches on him. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
John, walk this way.
Oh, aye, aye.
This is Jeff's
in. Hello.
Jeff's in.
And I only sent him the names at about 3:25.
Jeff is here.
Just time to get a couple of corkers in. Stephen Tyler, he's got to be 66. Yeah, clickety-click, 66.
Right. I think he's pretty old, isn't he? Yeah,
I'm in an elevator.
No, here we go.
I can't walk this way. I'll have to sit
every
down.
Every week.
Go on, then. 66.
68.
74.
Oh, wow. I don't want to close my eyes. I might not open them again. What's the score?
I left my gloves in the elevator.
Paul is 8 out on that one, so moves to 19. Charlie is 6 out. He's on to 16, so Charlie 3 up after 2.
It's got to be the most ageist slot on national radio.
I have to take the elevator. I can't take the stairs anymore. Sorry, Jeff, what were the scores? Just remind me.
19-16, Charlie in the lead.
19
did a cover of Stana Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, nice. Okay, next up.
It's the singer, Fergie. Fergie.
Oh, yeah, and, Fergie. Yeah.
For my birthday recently, she bought me a fabulous Morphe Richards water removing system for the top of my head. Yes, Fergie gave me the hairdryer.
A water removing system.
Come on. I didn't want to say hairdryer twice.
Okay.
I got a feeling that was coming.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You're doing all the hits. Fergie. How old's Fergie?
Where is the love? I'm going to say she is 51.
That's good. That's good, Charlie. I was around there.
I mean, she looked 51 when they were doing the songs, yeah, didn't she? You know, but no, it's not. I'm just saying. Nice, she looked, always looked a bit older than you think.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go 53.
47.
Ooh. Oh, sorry, Fergie.
Wow. Wow. She won't be happy. Rude.
She won't be happy if she's listening, will she? Sorry,
she Fergie. Won't write the foreword to your book.
No, that's true. That's Alex always. Anyway, so what's the scores, Jeff?
Yeah, she'll get the humps with that, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Paul 6 out onto
pop music game. Well, the pop lads. Terrible. He's one of the pop lads.
Yeah. All right. Next week it's 3:37. You'll get the names.
The anger from Andy when Jeff Paul, says anything.
Andy, they're so bad. You shouldn't. You should let it pass. Paul 6 out onto 25.
25.
Charlie 4 out onto 20. Yeah, 20 so Charlie 5 up.
I'll go first. Let's crack on. Okay. Time's oppressive.
Okay, we interviewed him a couple of weeks ago. The Right Reverend. No, he's not the Right. He's just the Reverend. I think I've over promoted him.
The wrong Reverend.
The Reverend Richard Cole.
Yes, nice man.
And yes, he was. I was asked to replicate a pilgrimage we made to St. James's Park in the Kevin Keegan era. Thank you. I'll get there in the end. Yeah. It had to be exactly the same in every detail, except Richard couldn't make it. I went with someone else, but it wasn't like taking Coles to Newcastle.
Yes.
I thought that was going to be Don't Leave Me This Haway or something. I thought you were going down that route.
Awesome. Well, I could have done, yeah. I wish I had now.
No, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny.
I'd say, what is he now, the Reverend Richard Cole?
Well, that's the point of the game.
Yeah. 58. What do you reckon, Charlie? 58.
57.
He's 60.
Wow. So he's wearing well. Mm. Okay. So what's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Very close guessing on that one, Paul. 2 out onto 27. Charlie, 3 out onto 23. 4 in it after 4.
It's not closer than I thought. Charlie, if he takes it in half time, he goes first for the next birthday.
Okay, it's the singer-songwriter. I didn't know that he was that. I thought he was a rap artist. It's MC Hammer.
Oh, yeah.
MC Hammer. Yeah, he always used to protect me from Will Smith-style assaults at music award ceremonies. Yeah. But he was absent one day when Trini Lopez came up and threatened me. I said, you'd never do that, Trini, if I had a hammer.
Nice, yeah.
Very nice.
Trini Lopez
Very
material.
Nice. How old is MC Hammer?
TalkSport Heartland.
Not as old as that material.
No, that's true.
We were talking about Wilson, Kebble and Betty earlier.
We were, so. That's right. Oh, that's so good. You're off the hook, Andy.
I'm going to say he's 70.
He's got to be in that envelope, hasn't he, I would think.
Big
he's
trousers,
still
wearing
isn't he? Those trousers.
Those big trousers.
Probably still got them. Because you like loose
like
trousers
a low
when
crotch.
You get 70, didn't you? Nice loose trousers.
Don't touch them.
Wears them with braces now. I'd say he's...
Stop! Hammer time!
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't reach this, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't reach it. 71. Yeah.
He's in fact 60.
We are aging people.
Surprising,
today,
isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, okay. So we're going to half time with the scores at what, Jeff?
Paul, 11 out, onto 38. Charlie, 10 out, onto 33. Charlie, 5 up after 5.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Welcome back for the second half of today's birthday spread. The game is delicately poised. Our scoring has not been too good, I'm sure. Many of you play at home and tell us how you get on. An awful lot of you, I'm sure, in single figures currently. But we've been overaging the likes of Fergie. And who else did we put 10 years on? Somebody else just now.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
Underaged John Suchet.
We did. So we're having a bit of a mare. But it's 38-33 and Pelé's back. Here he is.
He took his time, didn't he?
He did,
really,
yeah. He's
still on a break.
Yeah, I'll go first then for this one. What is it, Andy?
Okay, it's the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte. Rodrigo Duterte. He had an appointment, actually, in Liverpool this afternoon, but he didn't know what time it was. I had to tell him, it's Duterte.
Okay, Duterte. I'd say he is 60...
Yeah, you'll never say his name in any other way now,
Duterte.
Promise.
67.
Right. I think he's older than that.
Yeah, he could be.
70.
77?
You could have gone for it.
I was going to go a bit. I was going to push it, but I thought, no, stay in.
Cautious.
Stay in the game.
Okay, so what's that done at the scores, Jeff?
Paul, 10 out, moves on to 48. Charlie, 7 out, on to 40. So Charlie has a lead of 8 after 6.
Charlie, you're first this time.
I am.
Okay, it's the actress Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah.
And, her latest TV series is based on the time David Beckham almost left Manchester United for their cross-town rivals. It's called Bex and the City.
Thank you. Nice, yeah. John Broadway at
52.
The moment. Yeah, I think she was a bit older. 55.
57. Ooh. This is nice and close.
It's boiling up nicely. Paul, 2 out onto 50. Charlie, 5 out onto 45. So 5 in it, 3 to go.
Clawed a couple back where I started, really. Okay.
Now we've got some tricky ones.
Wow,
These will sort the men from the boys. Okay. It's the artist Matthew Barney.
Matt, yeah.
And a lot of people love his work, but I find it very old-fashioned and set in its ways. For me, Barney is a dinosaur.
Nice. Matthew Barney. Are you familiar with his work?
Yeah, yeah.
Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
52.
Mm-hmm. 46.
55.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
It's
guessing.
Over.
I think that's closed the gap even more. So.
Should have just stayed with you see.
Yeah, Paul, you're actually in the lead.
Wow.
It's 53 to 54, so one in it, two to go. Paul, with your nose in front.
Charlie going off first.
We might need Adi Adepitan. Okay, it's the filmmaker. He is director of The Artist, and his name is Michael Hazanavicius. Michael Hazanavicius.
I think you've maybe...
He's a really lovely bloke, actually. Yeah. He wouldn't hurt a fly. Has a vicious bone in his body.
I think you've probably played fast and loose with the pronunciation of that name.
No. Okay.
Hazanavicius.
Hazanavicius.
Vicious.
Yeah. I know his brother, Sid.
Hazanavicius. He has an avicious bone in his body. Yeah, it's fair play, Adam.
No,
yeah,
he's avicious.
That's fair. Yeah,
right. Trying to put me off.
Except
I think.
The time he attacks Sir Johnny Weaver.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Good old Sir
78.
John. The film was, what was it? The Artist, yeah? The old silent
the artist,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? I'm not going to stray too far from that. 81.
55.
Ooh. This is notepad, because that means I go first into
lots of calculator
round.
Work on this one.
I'm sorry, Jeff, do the math.
Paul, 26 out onto 79. Charlie, 23 out onto 77. Charlie leads by two going into the last
round. Going by two, but then leads us off for the final birthday.
It was a bad one to be right closer.
It was a good toss to lose.
It was indeed, Paul.
Okay, Andy, final birthday.
Final birthday, unless it's a tiebreak, is the Premier Peer of Scotland, Alexander Douglas Hamilton, Duke of Hamilton. And Lin-Manuel Miranda has just written a musical about his life, but he doesn't know what to call it.
Hamilton, I guess. Just remind us who he was again, Andy, because it's quite key.
Alexander Douglas Hamilton, the Duke of Hamilton.
And what's
Premier
his title?
Premier Peer of Scotland.
Okay. Premier Peer of Scotland.
I am not going to throw away my shot. Okay. in the room where it happens. 88.
I'm going to go 91.
It's 44.
Oh, yes! What a curveball.
It was, wasn't it?
Come on now.
The boy peer. What about that? The Doogie Howser of Scottish peers.
Tiny little peer.
Tiny.
Like Wigan peer.
Wigan peer.
Wow,
Jeff, I know you've got
another win for old Bakes
to do. Yes, well, that is a chock.
Charlie, 44 out on the last one.
Rubbish game.
Yet. Finishes on 121. That's Paul, rubbish. 47 out. You're on 126. So Charlie wins again. It's Paul, 19. Charlie, 12. And who else's birthday is it, Andy, this week?
Happy birthday to who, Andy?
Addy Adepitan.
Oh, yeah. Nice man.
And Jeff wanted me to repeat my anecdote from last year about the time I went paintballing with Addy and the actor Omar Sharif.
Yes,
I shot Sharif, but I didn't shoot Adepitan.
Yes. Very good. The best one of the lot.
Doing the greatest hits now.
Standing ovation.
I've got to be honest. That was filth.
I'm almost proud
to lose that game. 128 plays 121.
Paul, they all count. And you're showing a very, very bitter side of yourself.
I just think that was...
You're saying the quiet bit loudly here.
What, the inner dialogue
I can see it just coming out. People think you're this nice guy on the air, but really brings it out of you, doesn't it? The dark side. I am not your father.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Well done, guys. Speak soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Catch up with Jeff next week. And thank you, Andy. You return tomorrow, don't you?
Pleasure, yes. Look forward to it.
Brilliant. We'll see you then. Andy Jacobs back tomorrow.
19-13 overall now, Paul, I think.
It's
good, isn't it? Closing the gap.
Because, you know, Max will be gutted, as we always know. He doesn't like being the third best player in the world at the birthday spread.
Hope you did better than us, or you haven't.
Which wouldn't have been difficult this week. This is interesting. Gareth in Norwich has given us the full scouting breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
Squirrel scouts, 4 to 6 year old. Beaver scouts, 6 to 8 years old. Okay. Cub Scouts, 8 to 10 years old. Mm. Scouts, just plain old Scouts, 10 to 14 years old. Explorer Scouts, 14 to 18. Mm. Network Scouts, 18 to 25. Oh, yeah.
And then it's LinkedIn.
And then you get to 25, you're on LinkedIn.
You going to do the same joke, Paul?
Actually Paul 19, Charlie 12, according to Jeff. I think he said 19, 11 earlier on. Don't start all that nonsense.
It's a baker's dozen, I think. We're on now.
Okay, well, thanks for your company.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show of the Bumper Podcast.
Lovely stuff.
We'll do it all again on... tomorrow with Andy, but Charlie, you're back on Saturday.
Morning, 9 till 11. The game day warm-up. Hype men for the weekend, Paul. Go get it.
And you'll be back with me on Tuesday.
Marvellous. Look forward to
it. Well, look, do hope you can join myself and Andy tomorrow, building up all the Premier League football. We'll have some fresh clips of the week for you as well. If you can't make it at 1, then you can download the podcast at around 4. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.